Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3451 BN. Today's date is September 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Pre-Election Rigging Confirmed, Post-Election Rigging Prepped, Epstein, Timing is Everything. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now prepping for the election rigging before the election. And they are preparing post-election rigging. They're prepping that. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they're planning to do. And this is why Trump continually tells the people, listen, if you vote, when Biden was running, if you vote for Biden, he's going to destroy the economy. He's going to bring us to war. If you vote for Kamala Harris is going to destroy the economy. And we're going to see a 1929 type of depression, and we're going to be heading into war. Now, think about why he's saying this, because he realizes that the deep state players, they are going to try to cheat in the election before the election. Yes, they're going to use the mail-ins. Basically, what they're doing right now is they're, instead of having the ballots at the voting centers, because remember, a lot of the voting centers have cameras, they don't want people recording anyone at the voting centers. They already know that Trump, the Patriots, are going to have lawyers and poll watchers. So what they're actually doing right now is they decided, let's offload this and put it up to the post office. Let's do all the cheating there. Then just deliver the ballots to the voting center. So this way no one sees the suitcases being brought from under a table. We don't have to say there's a pipe burst or anything like that. We can do everything at the post office and then we can just deliver it to the voting centers, and if the lawyers are there, if the poll watchers are there, they will just see the ballots being delivered. See, they've learned from their mistakes. Now, I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this. Actually, Trump has called them out on this. Now, remember, Trump knows that they're going to have a pre-rigging and a post-rigging tactic, because didn't they have this during the 2020 election? Yes, they cheated in the election in 2020. They were able to get enough ballots. But what happened after the election? Well, they had to continue the rigging. They needed the insurrection. They needed to certify the elections. And that's exactly what they did. So this time around, it's a little different. They're going to try to cheat in the very, very beginning. They're going to try to use the post office. They're going to do everything behind the curtain and then bring the ballots to the voting centers. I think what's going to happen this time around, it's going to be a little bit more difficult, because when we enter the month of October, I do believe we're going to see a lot of things happen. I think we're going to see the economy come down, and I think that's going to be brought down by the market. It's going to be a market correction. I also do believe we're going to be very, very close to war. Now, I don't believe war will be starting at this time, but we'll be very, very close to war. And what this is going to do, this is going to force people onto Trump's side, because they're going to see this firsthand, what's really happening. Now, it doesn't mean that every single person is going to go over to Trump, but I do believe what's going to happen is, if we look back in 2020, what do you have, like 70, 80 million people on his side voting for him? Well, I do believe at this point, we probably have about 140, 150 million people. I think this is going to bump him up even further. And this is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to cheat in this election. So as they're trying to create the ballots, as they're doing all this, and we have the market come down, we have the economy imploding on itself, we are very, very close to war, they're going to realize that, hey, you know what? I don't know if we're going to be able to cheat the way we wanted to cheat using the post office. So we might as well just let Trump win. And what we can do afterwards is actually not certify the elections. You see, during 2020, they wanted to certify the elections. This time around, I think they're going to say, we don't want to certify the election, and we want to make sure that Trump is ineligible for office. So that's the post-rigging tactic that they're going to use. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. Because what do you think is going to happen at this point? Since the elections were rigged because they were manipulated, how were they manipulated? Were they manipulated with what? A cyber attack? So we used their system to have the election. We used their computer systems. They're saying that it was rigged by a foreign entity, and we don't know who the winner is. Now, during this period of time, what's happening? The entire economy is continually getting worse. Remember, Trump isn't in office. He's not going to make it better. Everything just doesn't stop at the election. So during this period of time, the market's going to continually come down. The economy's going to get worse. And the people are going to go, holy crap, he was right. Because look, now we're in a limbo stage right now. We don't know who the winner is. The market's coming down and we're drawing closer and closer to war. The longer they delay this after the election, the worse the economy is going to get and the worse it's going to be because we're going to get very, very close to war. Now, who is in office right now? Kamala Harris, Biden. They're going to be handling all this. What people are going to realize is that they can't handle this. And this is happening after the election, but we don't have a winner yet. And I do believe there'll be a lot of lawsuits. I do believe this might be brought up to the Supreme Court. If the elections are manipulated, how do we know who won? The only way we know who won is we have to do it over, don't we? Yeah, some way, somehow. And I do believe the Supreme Court might have to rule on this. And to make it safe and to make it transparent and fair, can we use the systems that were hit? No, we cannot. So does that mean because of this event, Congress at this point must do what? They must pass the SAVE Act, where we must use paper, we must have voter ID, and we must do it in one day. Now, remember, during this period of time when all this is happening, what's happening? The deep state players, they're bringing us closer and closer to war. They also want a civil war in this country. So they're trying to create the chaos. And I do believe they're going to be using Antifa. They're going to be using the illegals. They're going to be using all this to try to really push this. So I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see all this happen. And after the election, more and more people, since I think the ruling is going to be that we use paper, that we use voter ID, that we have it in one day, more and more people are going to say, you know something? I see what's happening. Trump is absolutely right. Everything that he said is happening right now. And this is after the election. We don't even have a winner, and everything is utterly falling apart. And we're on the precipice of war. I wouldn't be surprised at this point in time, since there's so much chaos here in the United States, that we see China go into Taiwan, which brings in the United States. That all of a sudden, Iran attacks Israel, which brings in the United States. Out in Ukraine, since they're looking at long-range missiles, something happens, and Russia says, hey, now we're fighting NATO, now we're fighting the U.S., now we're fighting Europe. So it brings the U.S. into this. That's what people are going to say. And I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't any other type of an event. Now, remember, all of this is taking place not before the elections, but after the elections. And we're still in limbo. And Kamala and Biden, they're trying to handle all this. And what are people seeing? They're seeing this all play out. So I do believe this might go up to the Supreme Court. We might have a ruling, and maybe we do this over using the new method of having elections, that is via the SAVE Act. Now, this entire time, the people are going to be looking at Kamala going, hey, are you going to fix this right now? What's your plan here? Yeah, I know joy, but we don't have joy right now. I know aspirations and dreams, but you know something? Most of the people in this country can't pay their bills. People are being laid off, and we're about a hair away from World War III. And there was just an event. So what's your plan? And remember, this is during a time when we already had the election, but they're saying they don't know who won and we can't certify. So I think people are going to really see this. And people are going to understand that Kamala, Biden, they're not the way. And I do believe Trump is going to get even more people on his side. So with all this rigging and everything they're trying to do, I don't believe it's going to work the way they think it's going to work. Plus, we had Megyn Kelly and Tucker. They were talking about Epstein, and she's letting everyone know that something might be coming out very, very soon. And remember, timing is everything. But let's see how this all plays out. But we can see we're definitely heading that way. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with cats and pets being eaten. Because now Christopher Rufo, he is out there and he looked into it. And it looks like we do have a major, major problem. He put this out on X and says, "We have discovered that migrants are in fact eating cats in Ohio. We have verified with multiple witnesses and visual cross-references that African migrants in Dayton, the next city over from Springfield, barbecued these cats last summer. And there are more and more witnesses, eyewitnesses, that are saying, yes, these migrants are definitely, these illegals that are coming into this country, they're definitely eating the pets." And I think this is the best thing that could have happened, because once again, the fake news tried to fact check this and it has now failed. And now people are researching all of this. They're putting it out on social media. They're even making memes and songs about it. And this is getting worse and worse for the deep state players. Now, what's very interesting is that back in 2018, there was a bill that made it illegal to slaughter dogs and cats for meat. And Trump signed this into law. And this was back in 2018. That tells you everything you need to know. That's very, very interesting. And we know that the deep state players, they've been bringing in these Haitians and others into this country, and they've been placing them in certain areas. And this is all being done on purpose. This is all being done for the election, which is very, very interesting. Mario Nafal put this out and said, "U.S. set to give another $1 billion in benefits to Haitian migrants. The Biden administration's CHNV program allows 30,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela to apply for asylum monthly. Migrants with approval sponsors receive benefits such as Medicaid and food stamps. Over 520,000 migrants have entered the U.S. under this program since 2023, costing over $3.4 billion. Fraud issues caused a temporary suspension, but the program has since resumed." So that is very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting, and Data Hazard put this out and said, "Do you think Kamala was flying them to Martha's Vineyard? 81% of her irregular Haitians somehow went to states that voted against her in 2020. If you look closely at the graph, you can just barely see when she started flying them into your neighborhood." Elon Musk responded to this and said, "Massive voter importation to make swing states permanently blue and turn America into a one-party state. It is rational from the Democratic Party standpoint, as it guarantees victory is successful." So think about it. Think about why Mayorkas just a couple days ago came out and said, "Hey, whatever Abbott is doing and Texas is doing, we're very concerned about this. He's flying people into these different areas in New York and in Boston and to Chicago and to LA and to Denver and all these other places. And this shouldn't be allowed. He's doing it without our permission." Because remember, their entire motivation and their agenda is to bring these people into the locations that they want, where they can steal the election. So with Abbott sending the illegals to their sanctuary cities, this is not actually helping them out. This is making it worse for them, because they wanted these people in the locations that they wanted them in, so they can cheat in the election and actually win in those areas, just like out in Ohio. So that's why Mayorkas was concerned. He wasn't concerned because they were doing everything right. He was concerned because they're shipping the illegals to places they don't want them to go, because they need them for the election. They need them for chaos. And now it's becoming very, very clear. And I think people are starting to really see this. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, "The mainstream media insists that Springfield, Ohio has only benefited from the wave of Haitian migrants that has flooded the town. But we've acquired a graphic made by the city itself earlier this year that tells a much different story. Here's the real cost of the invasion. Health services. The city has gone from 71 immigrant patients in 2020 to 7,334 immigrant patients from 2022 to 2024. Social Services Medicaid beneficiaries in Springfield decreased by over 9,000 from 2022 to 2024. That's a 20% increase within a two-year period. Housing, 30% of all city residents are housing cost burdened and are paying more than 30% of their income to housing costs. Schools, over 40 new immigrant enrollments every week have inundated classrooms with non-English speakers. The city has been begging for help for months and no one listened. And then the story finally went viral. They were called racist for daring to speak out. The citizens of Springfield deserve accountability. Absolutely. And it puts a drain on the system. It's very, very easy to see. All you got to do is look at New York, look at Chicago, look at Denver, look at all these different cities. You could see it very, very clear. But what's very interesting, and if you go back in time, a resurfaced video of Obama shows him admitting he ate a dog and ate the dog meat as a child. In the video from 2001, Obama is seen reading chapter 2 of his book, Dreams from My Father, A Story of Race and Inheritance, where he describes how he ate dog meat in Indonesia as a child. Barack Obama states, I learned how to eat small green chili peppers raw with dinner and away from the dinner table. I was introduced to dog meat, tough, snake meat, tougher, and roasted grasshopper, crunchy. So basically, he's letting everyone know that he ate animals, pets, just like the illegals in this country are eating animals and pets, which is very, very interesting. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He says, as president, I will immediately end the migrant invasion of America. We will stop all migrant flights and all illegal entries, terminate the Kamala phone app for smuggling illegals, revoke deportation immunity, suspend refugee resettlement, and return Kamala's illegal immigrants to their home countries, also known as re-immigration. I will save our cities and towns in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and all across America. Absolutely. And we can see there's other countries around the world that are doing exactly the same exact thing. The Netherlands have announced toughest asylum policies ever to curb illegal migration. The new government led by nationalist Geert Wilders said it would declare a national asylum crisis, enabling it to take measures to curb migration without parliamentary consent. So that is very, very interesting. And you can see this is happening now in many, many different countries in Europe, especially out in Hungary. And you could see that once Trump is elected and he starts to deport all these illegals, I do believe this is going to happen in every single country because every single country is going to follow the United States and they're going to do the same exact thing. And that means the deep state players' plan goes down the tubes. Now, once again, they're going to use all these illegals for chaos because, once again, they don't want to lose power. They want control and they're going to push this very, very hard. But in the end, I do believe as all this plays out, the deep state players are going to lose because the people are going to see this invasion. They're going to see it as an attack within their country. And then they're going to say, you know something? You need to start to remove these. We need the armed forces to remove these people. And I think you're going to see a lot of countries start to do this. And Trump has already let us know that he's definitely going to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Carly Bone put this out on X, we had Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson. Megyn Kelly was talking about Epstein, that, you know, he's pretty much dead as far as she knows. And remember, Epstein didn't really kill himself. But again, timing is always everything. And I think the Patriots are waiting for the exact moment to release this information to have the biggest effect on the deep state players. Remember, because once this information gets out there, it's like almost game over for them. Now, they're going to fight it. They're going to say it's fake. It doesn't. It's not real. It's imaginary. But when more and more information comes out and other pictures come out and videos come out, this, I do believe, is going to be very, very difficult for them. But just take a listen to what she said when she was speaking to Tucker.
Jeffrey Epstein's alive. I want to clarify that, at least not to my knowledge. You will be hearing from Jeffrey Epstein, I think, at some point in the next 12 months. And I know the person who is going to bring it to you, and I've heard the thing myself. This is not BS. You'll see.
Without divulging, you know, the details that you can't divulge, but how big is that story, do you think?
Oh, I mean, I think it's got tentacles everywhere.
So that is very, very interesting. That reminds me of two posts. 4565, July 2nd, 2020. Possible Epstein was a puppet, not the main persons of interest, financed by who or what foreign entities. Number one, primary. Gather black male or elected polls, dignitaries, royalty, Hollywood influencers, Wall Street, and other financial top-level players, other high-profile industry-specific people, etc. Number two, feed an addiction. Controllable. Maxwell family background, Robert Maxwell history, Intel agency wealth, class 1 through 99. Some type, it's the people in the background that are of greater significance. Then we have post 3,799, January 28, 2020. You didn't think we highlighted Epstein for no reason, did you? Those who were once protected are no longer. Timing is everything. Hunters become the prey. So it looks like that this is timed perfectly. And I do believe that once people see this information, yes, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to shut it down. And they're going to try to convince everyone that it's fake, it's not real. And you might even see some type of communication blackout moving forward because they don't want this information out there. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that we could see happening right now, we could see the deep state players around the globe. They are now making a move on all social media companies. And there are certain social media companies where they can actually control the flow of information, like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. But other ones like X or True Social or Rumble, that's a little bit more difficult. And once again, True Social and other platforms, they don't have to abide by the rules of the EU because they're not large enough to actually be affected by the laws that they have right now. So they have to use different tactics. And when you look at X right now, you can see that they're going after X. Same thing with Telegram. And they're trying to basically push censorship on these social media platforms or block them completely. And they're putting a lot of pressure on these social media companies. So out in Brazil, Brazil has seized 3.3 million from X and Starlink bank accounts to pay for fines imposed by the Supreme Court. And they are now pushing this same exact agenda, but in a different way on Truth. If you look at the stock of True Social, you could see it's continually dropping and dropping, dropping. And something just doesn't make sense because when it went public, we saw that there are certain financial institutions, they were shorting the stock. And this was done illegally because they didn't have the stock or anything like that. And Devin Nunes at the time called them out on it. Now, all of a sudden, I do believe Trump did a test on Friday or so where he said he was not going to sell True Social. He wasn't going to sell his stock. And the stock bumped up a little bit, then came right back down. I think what they saw during this period of time is that the NASDAQ, and probably in line with the SEC, they are now basically stopping people from buying. And this is what Trump put out on True Social. Why is NASDAQ halting the sale of DJT? What right do they have to do this? They have done it twice today. What's going on? Are they taking orders from the SEC, which for political reasons delayed us for an inordinate amount of time, therefore hurting the stock very badly? I'm going to hold NASDAQ and maybe the SEC liable for doing what they're doing. If they do it again, we'll move the stock to the New York Stock Exchange. It is my intention to own the stock for a long period of time. In my opinion, it is the real voice of America, but it is definitely my voice, and it'll be for a long time to come. And I do believe they did a test here, and basically they realized what was going on. And if you notice, the stock continually drops, which really doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But let's see how this all plays out, because remember, the deep state players, what are they trying to do? They're trying to destroy the social media companies. They're trying to block them. They're trying to find them, do whatever they possibly can so they can get the control of the information once again. Just interviewed Flynn and Clay Clark, and that aired on Saturday. And General Flynn let everyone know that the digital soldiers, that they're winning the information war. The deep state is losing the information war, and they don't like this. They don't want this to continue. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to manage this any way they possibly can. But I do believe this is completely and utterly failing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that during the debate, we could see that Kamala lied through her teeth every step of the way. Now we have a whistleblower, and we're also getting the facts that, yeah, they planned on just fact-checking Trump, but not fact-checking Kamala Harris. And it was already put out there that she got sample questions, and the question is, did Trump get any sample questions? So we know that this was fixed. I think anyone with half a brain realizes that this was rehearsed. She had the questions, and the moderators were completely and utterly on her side. And if you look at everything that she said, she has lied over and over and over. I mean, she point blank said she's not going to confiscate guns. That's what she said during the debate. Then when you looked at her website with her policies, she actually talks about confiscating the guns. Then she posted this on X saying, Congress must renew the assault weapons ban. Ban assault weapons. Now, what's very interesting about this, this came out on September 14th, which was yesterday. What happened today? There was another attempt on Trump's life. Now, the story is a little murky. The news agencies have different stories going on right now, but it seems that there was some type of shooting. An individual had some type of assault weapon, even though there's no assault weapons, had an AK-47. They found it in the bushes. This individual escaped. And it's very interesting that their agenda and part of the 16-year plan is to do what? Get the weapons away from the people. And yes, to get rid of Trump, because they could actually do both at the same exact time. Let's say the assassin succeeded. They would say, look, this is why we need gun control. They just killed the guy that you were voting for. So is everyone against assault weapons? And they would just continually play this over and over and over, trying to convince everyone and get the people who are on their side to force people into getting rid of their weapons. Just like during COVID, what did they do? They had the crazy people force everyone to wear masks. The crazy people say you must get vaccinated. The crazy people say you must do all of these things. So they were going to try to do the same exact thing again. Now, Trump survived whatever happened. Maybe he wasn't in that much of danger, or maybe they stopped him just in time. The story right now is a little murky, but I do believe it will get clearer and clearer every single day that passes. But they still can use this now. Oh, look, see, someone tried to do something to the guy that you're voting for. And they were using what? An assault weapon. And it's very, very interesting that she put this out the day before that this actually happened. Now, really think about it. Since there was an attempt on Trump's life, how did this person who supposedly had a GoPro, a backpack, an AK-47, supposedly scouting out the links and was supposedly around the area, how did this person know that Trump was going to be there? How did this person get through everything? Something doesn't make sense right now. And the story right now is a little murky. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, you could see that Kamala Harris, she's continually changing her position. What she told everyone during the debate is the opposite of what she's actually doing. So actually, you have to watch your actions. Trump, he put this out and said, Kamala Harris has completely changed her position on the Second Amendment in less than 72 hours. During the debate on Tuesday, Kamala Harris blasted Trump after he said she wanted to take people's firearms away. Harris told Trump to stop lying and said she wasn't going to take anybody's firearms away. Less than 72 hours later, during an interview with ABC News, Harris revealed she does support taking people's firearms away, announcing her plan for an assault weapons ban. Harris also voiced her support for mandatory buybacks in the past. That tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you know, first, we had Tim Walz lie about going to war to advance his political career. Now, when Kamala was doing the debate, she was saying there were no troops deployed anywhere. And what's very interesting, and Don Jr. put this out, when she was speaking, the troops who are deployed were watching this. Take a listen.
Taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day. We were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world. The first time this
century. What?
But let's understand.
So where the f*** are we right now?
So once again, she lied again. Marion Nafal put this out and said, during the debate with Trump, Kamala claimed that no U.S. forces were in active combat zones. However, U.S. Central Command said the U.S. forces were in operation in western Iraq on August 29th. Seven U.S. soldiers were injured, as more than 200 troops from both the U.S. and Iraq, including elite Army Rangers backing up their main assault force, hunted down fighters in bunkers over miles of remote terrain. The operation led to deaths of 14 insurgents, including Abu Ali al-Tunisi, one of the most significant bomb makers for ISIS. The announcement of the operation was made on August 30th, long before the debate took place, and it would have been easy for ABC to fact check. Absolutely. And everyone is fact-checking. And that's what's amazing about this, is that the deep state players, they lied throughout the entire debate. And the social media, all the digital soldiers on social media, they went out and they started to fact-check. Fact-check ABC, fact-check Kamala Harris, fact-check everything they're doing. And the people now are learning the truth. This is the most powerful weapon ever. Because if social media like this didn't exist, everyone would have believed the fake news and no one would be able to put the truth out there. And this is why the deep state players are losing the information war, and they will continue to lose the information war. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. And again, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe we're going to be at the precipice of war, and people are going to have to make a very big decision. And I do believe we're going to see this before the elections, during the elections, and after the elections, because I don't think the elections will be over after we have the elections, because I do believe the deep state players, they're going to basically say, we're not certifying the election. We don't know who the winner is. So you're going to see all these events continue to occur. Trump, he put this out and said, a vote for Comrade Kamala Harris is a vote for war with Russia. It is also a vote for bring back the draft. A vote for President Donald Trump is a vote for prosperity and peace. So yes, if we're at the precipice of war and we don't know who the winner is and it's getting worse and the economy's falling apart and imploding, do you think the deep state players are going to be talking about draft? Most likely. You probably hear that. And people, they're going to get very, very nervous. This is not going to work to their benefit. It's not going to work whatsoever. And I do believe in the end, all these people, they're going to go towards Trump. Because they're going to say, yeah, you know something? Here we are. We don't know who won. And this is getting scary. And this time around, if there is a redo and the Supreme Court, you know, rules on this or whatever else happens where we might have to redo the election, I do believe the people are going to make a different choice, which is very, very interesting. And think about it. There was also another time when Trump said during the debate that Venezuela has little crime because they're sending up all their people to here, they're emptying their jails and they're sending people up here. So they have no crime. We have a lot of crime because they're just exporting their criminals. Actually, that's what all the countries are doing. They're exporting their gangs. They're exporting their criminals. They're exporting their terrorists. They're exporting people from the insane asylums. And this country, the United States, is receiving all these people. Ed Wokeness put this out and said, Venezuela literally emptied their jails and sent their gangs to us. It worked. Shows a graph, Venezuela homicide rate, 2016, 92, 2018, 81, 2021, 41, 2022, 35, 2023, 27. Why would it be going down? That doesn't make any sense. Unless they were sending all these individuals to the United States. And that's exactly what they're doing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as the election approaches, we can see Kamala, Tim Walz, they're doing their fixed rallies where they bus people in. They have concerts. And Tim Walz's wife, she's as nuts as he is. She got the microphone and she kept talking about turning the page on Trump. But again, Trump's not in office. He's not in the White House. Kamala and Biden are. They're the incumbents. So once again, when you're turning the page, you can't say we're going to turn the page on Trump because he's not doing everything that we're seeing today. Kamala and Biden are. So is she saying turn the page on them because people are suffering, people are having a difficult time? What she's saying doesn't make sense. And what's very interesting, when Trump said during the debate that Biden hates Kamala, it probably didn't make sense back then either when people were really looking at and listening to this. But what do we see happening right now? It's starting to make a lot of sense. Bad Hombre put this out on X and said, sources familiar with the situation report the Harris campaign has repeatedly reached out to Jill Biden, asking her to hit the campaign trail as a surrogate. However, Jill Biden has declined each request, citing other commitments. According to insiders, Jill Biden is angry over Kamala Harris' role in the coup that ended her husband's career. So when you really look at this, you see Jill Biden is nowhere around. She doesn't want to be involved with Kamala. They're pissed off at her. They're angry. And what's very interesting, if you go back to the firehouse, you know that Joe Biden took the Trump hat, put it on. He actually kept the hat. And what's very interesting, as he was boarding Air Force One, he was carrying the hat to send a message. Roger Stone on X put this out and said, back at it again. Joe Biden knows the message this is sending to the country. And I do believe he's doing this because, once again, he's giving it to Obama. He's giving it to Kamala because, again, they were involved in the coup. And remember, this is a criminal syndicate. Just like the mafia or any other type of criminal syndicate, if you don't do what they want, what do they normally do? They get rid of you. A lot of times they kill you. Remember, there's no honor among thieves. So they asked Biden to step away, to step down, to not to run. He didn't listen. And what does the criminal syndicate do then? They get rid of you any way they possibly can. And that's exactly what we have seen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from the Los Angeles Times, they asked Davis about the debate this week, to which she admitted that there was a plan coming in to fact check Trump and only Trump. And we've come to learn that, yes, most likely questions were given to Kamala Harris. And there is a whistleblower. Now, remember, ABC and all the rest are saying, absolutely not. We have not done this. That's a lie. But let's go back a little bit in time. Because remember Donna Brazile back in 2020 with Hillary Clinton? They denied it back then. And then we come to find out that, well, she did actually provide the questions. Richard Barris, the People's Pundit, put this out and said, CNN said the same thing almost verbatim before we found out through a leak that Donna Brazile, in fact, did provide Hillary Clinton with the debate questions. Now we have a whistleblower. Now we have information coming out. Eventually, what's going to happen, this information is going to be leaked out into the public. People are going to learn that she cheated in the debates. The moderators, actually the network, helped do this by fact-checking only Trump and actually protecting Kamala Harris, which means the moderators, Kamala Harris, ABC News, they interfered in the election. That is very interesting. And what does that mean? They are treasonous to this country. That's what they did. They're trying to overthrow an election. They actually interfered in the election. Just like the 51 clowns when they said the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. Just like the social media companies did when they basically took the story down from the New York Post. They all interfered in the election. They're all involved in rigging the election. But the main problem that they're having right now is they're having a very difficult time getting Jill Stein off the ballot, which means she's going to take votes away from Kamala Harris. And they want to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot. He's suing to get off the ballot. But again, it's not going to take away the votes from Trump. It's going to take away the votes from Kamala Harris. So think about this. Jill Stein's going to take the votes not from Trump, but from Kamala. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to take the votes from Kamala and not Trump. It looks like Kamala Harris is in quite a bit of trouble. Even with Taylor Swift endorsing Trump. This is not working out the way they thought it was going to work. A new post-debate poll from YouGov released Saturday found that 8% of voters said the pop superstar's nod is either somewhat or much more likely to convince them to cast their ballot for a Democrat. But a whopping 20% said they are somewhat or much less likely to vote for former President Donald Trump opponent now that Swift has spoken. Basically, they're turning people away. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "I hate Taylor Swift." All caps. And what's very interesting, this reminds me of post 1044, because that's when this was put out. And down below, it says, fake pick push by mainstream media, video backup, Google kill, YouTube kill, Facebook kill, Twitter kill, Yahoo kill, Bing kill, Instagram kill, net will be paused, hammer on the clock. Now, think about it. Megyn Kelly was talking about Epstein. Trump is saying, I hate Taylor Swift. And all of a sudden, we're saying that they're going to bring down social media to make sure people don't see the Epstein information. That's what it's starting to look like right now. And I do believe timing is definitely everything. And I do believe this information is going to be put out there. And I do believe people are going to be absolutely shocked when they see people from Hollywood, maybe people running in the election, maybe people that endorsed Kamala Harris, corrupt politicians, CEOs, and others. I wouldn't be surprised if people see their names being showed on these lists, or maybe there's videos or pictures or whatever. And I do believe what the deep state's going to have to do is they're going to pull out all the stops to shut this all down. First, they'll probably say, hey, by the way, and there's the fake news coming out saying this, this is all fake information. Don't buy it. It's not real. Then people will look at AI and say, let me do a scan. And they'll say, well, AI saying it's real. Then you'll see other video and you'll see backup videotapes coming from CCTV cameras. Then people will start to realize, you know, something, this stuff is not fake. It is real. Experts will look at it. And this is where the deep state goes, okay, we can't stop this. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to basically pause the net. We're going to have a communication blackout to stop this information getting out there. And I do believe that's where we're headed right now. And again, how can they do this? It could be a cyber attack. And they'll use a cyber attack to do what? To interfere in the election? To bring down the financial institutions? To say this is why the economy is completely and utterly falling apart? To get us into war? To have a civil war? Because if there's power outages, water shortages, and other things, people become desperate, people become angry, and all of this is happening at once. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is all happening. They realize that the deep state players, they are preparing for all of this. And I do believe there is a counterinsurgency, which has been happening for a very long time right now, to counter the insurgency that Obama put into place. And the counterinsurgency consists of we the people, the commander in chief, and the military. And that will basically counter everything the deep state players are trying to do. But what's very interesting is, and George put this out, a few weeks ago, popular Gen Z TikToker Bryce Hall rejected Kamala Harris's begging for his endorsement, and now he's at Trump's rally in Vegas. Gen Z is hungry for Trump's return. Absolutely. Now, like we said before, there was an attempted assassination on Trump. Story's still murky. Now they're saying it's a white male who's around 60, and it looks like this fits into exactly what they want to do for gun control. Now, once again, how did this person know where he was going to be? How did this person get close access? Because at this point in time, Trump is surrounded and everything is secure, unless there's someone in the inside directing all this, because these things just don't happen by accident. They have to be planned. And how did they know where he was going to be? He doesn't telegraph where he's going to be at every second, especially when he's going to play golf or anything like that. Yes, if he's going to a rally, he'll tell people that, yes, I'm going to have a rally at this time. You don't know what time he's leaving. You don't know what time he's going to the plane. You don't know anything. So the question is, who knew? If this was truly an attempted assassination and this person was trying to go after him, who knew? But again, the story is very murky, and you could see this actually correlates with their entire 16-year plan to get the weapons away from the people. And Kamala Harris just so happened to post on X that it's time for an assault weapon ban, and this individual had an AK-47, allegedly. This is very, very interesting. And they found it in the bushes. I mean, come on. Think about what's going on right now. But soon we'll probably get some more information on this, probably tomorrow. But let's see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting on what we find out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they are continually pushing their cheating for the elections. And right now we have Oregon. They revealed hundreds of non-citizens were mistakenly registered to vote since 2021. Well, they weren't mistakenly registered. Basically, what happened is they got caught and they said, oops, sorry about that. They just been on there by mistake. And this is what they always do. But it looks like they're going to have a very difficult time cheating in Pennsylvania and many other states. And in a huge blow to the Democrats, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that undated ballots or improperly dated ballots won't be counted. Democrats heavily relied on mail-in ballots in 2020 to get Biden across the finish line. Remember, they didn't use votes. And now Pennsylvania is saying, listen, if there's no date, we don't accept them. And again, where are all these ballots coming from? They are now coming from the post office. They're not going to do the same thing they did last time. They're not going to pull out the suitcases. They're not going to be deliveries in the middle of the night. They've learned their lesson. It's much easier to control it from one centralized location, the post office. Then deliver them all at the same time or staggering them out and have it go out like a week or two so they can keep feeding in the ballots to try to catch up to Trump. And this way, since there are cameras, there are poll watchers, the lawmakers in the voting centers, nobody will see this happening because you don't have the poll watchers in the post office. Maybe we should. Maybe Trump should, wherever this is happening, they should be at the post office. They should be watching all the ballots being brought in, mailed out. There should be a chain of custody, and everything should be tracked. Now, do you think this is actually going to happen? Most likely not. But what I think is going to happen is going to realize that, holy crap, we just can't keep up with this. There's just too many people. Yes, we brought in a lot of illegals. Yes, we're printing up these ballots, but there's a lot more than we thought. And I do believe this is when their plan starts to fall apart. And their plan is already falling apart because there's been a lot of election integrity laws that are being put into place. Election Wizard put this out and said, Pennsylvania, the Trump campaign and the RNC secured a major victory with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court this week. The state high court rejected a challenge by Democrats to remove the requirement that mail-in ballots be dated. Minnesota, Tim Walz signed the law for automatic voter registration and driver's license for all, which allowed non-citizens on the voter rolls. His administration failed to remove ineligible voters and clean the voter rolls. This week, the Trump campaign and the RNC forced Walz administration in Minnesota to inactivate over 1,000 voters in the voter rolls who could be non-citizens or ineligible to vote. Nevada, the Trump campaign, RNC, and NVGOP sued Nevada Secretary of State San Francisco Aguilar for illegally allowing non-citizens to register to vote and influence the election. Michigan, the RNC and Michigan GOP sued Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for failing to require proper verification of absentee ballots. So there's a lot of things that are going into place, a lot of roadblocks that are going into place, and it's going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state to use their cheating system. But you can see with the polls, Trump is definitely leading. And Trump, he put this out on Truth, and this is from Atlas Intel, and it's the U.S. presidential election. Trump, 50.9, Harris, 47.3. Trump is in the lead. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, Trump given a 99.9% chance of winning the election under latest national poll. Atlas Intel is known for being the most accurate pollster of the 2020 nationally, with its final poll being Biden plus 4.7 and the final result being Biden plus 4.5. So right now they're having Trump win. But you could see the people of this country, they actually realize what's happening. Even the Democrats, and it's hard to wrap your brain around this, but again, when the economy's falling apart and you're on fixed income, you're getting your paycheck, and it's getting more and more difficult to make ends meet, this is what people feel. This is what people understand. Even if you're a lifelong Democrat, you're still feeling this. And as war approaches, more and more people, they start to wake up, they start to see what's happening. And listen to Tony, because he was a registered Democrat, and now he's going to be voting for Trump. Take a listen.
Hello, my name is Eli Beauchamp. I'm a registered Democrat, and I have been a registered Democrat all my life. By now, you might have heard that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are running a joy campaign. Now, you know what would bring a lot of joy to my life? Lower prices at the gas pump, lower prices at the grocery store, affordable housing for my family, affordable housing for everyday Americans. But what did we get in return? A wide open border at our southern border. Millions of embedded illegal immigrants waltzing right into our country. They get food stamps, they get cash assistance, they get relocation and housing assistance. And what do everyday Americans get? We get kicked to the curb. Well, guess what? You might even think I'm a racist. But my wife is a legal immigrant. And so far, we have spent over $10,000 for her to be here legally. How dare you go and insult us by just allowing millions to waltz right in while we have done everything the right way? See? On November 5th, I'm going to cast my ballot with a lot of joy for Donald J. Trump. And yes, just like me, many other registered Democrats, independents, millions of Americans, we're going to be casting our ballot. But in my case, it's going to be motivated by anger. I'm angry that after my daughter got out of BPK, she only asked for one thing: to go to a water park. But I had to decide whether I would take my 5-year-old daughter to a water park or feed my family. I decided to feed my family. We haven't gone on any vacations. We're living paycheck to paycheck. We can barely make ends meet while you're giving all this money away to foreign wars. You're giving all this money away to illegal immigrants while us taxpayers are having to flip the bill. And you might think, maybe, why am I angry? Because it's sad to say that for many Americans, you have even taken our will to live. You have taken everything from us. But on November 5th, we're coming out in droves. And you have no idea how big that silent majority might be. Because we're coming out. Because if Donald Trump does just one thing, I'll be happy. I just want him to tear the system down. That's all I'm asking. For him to tear the system down. The system that's tearing my family apart. The system that's tearing everyday Americans apart. We're tired. And we're not going to take it no more. We're going to come out on November 5th. And we're going to cast our vote for Donald J. Trump. And maybe that will be your rude awakening.
And this should tell you everything you need to know. And this is why the deep state players are very, very nervous. And this is why Jimmy Raskin is out there, where he said, listen, we're going to try to take Trump down with the 14th Amendment. We're going to make him ineligible for office. There's probably going to be riots and chaos because he's going to try another insurrection. And he's actually backing this up, and he's letting everyone know that the Electoral College, that can get you killed. And what he really means is, because when we have the certification on January 6th, the electoral counting can get you killed because there could be another insurrection like we had back in January 6th of 2021. So he's already projecting out there, letting you know that, yes, this might happen again. And this is what he said. I mean, we are meeting just because of the formalities of the 12th Amendment, which say that you've got to have a joint session to count the Electoral College votes sent in by the governors under the certificates of assertment. But we know who had won the election. Everybody knew who had won the election. But we're still going through these 18th century rituals. And that's what gave Donald Trump the opportunity to invoke the mob, come here. So he's letting everyone know that because of the Constitution, this is why we're having this problem. No, they caused the insurrection. And he's letting everyone know that this might happen again and it could get you killed. And that should tell you everything you need to know, and you can see what their plans actually are. Now, once again, we could see the deep state players. They are now pushing out the narrative that we're not going to have the results on Election Day. And this is all being done on purpose. Because once again, they have to let you know that don't expect to have the president be elected on the day of the elections. You might have to wait 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And this is coming from the New York Times. Harris or Trump, once again, election results could take a while. More Americans are using mail-in ballots, which could take longer to count them, in several battleground states. A winner may not be apparent on November 5th. Now, remember, the post office is going to be sitting back there. They're going to give the count and say, listen, Trump is up by 20 million people. We need 20 million ballots. Okay, Trump is up by 30 million. We need 30 million ballots. This is what they're going to be doing. So this is why they're telling you there's going to be a delay. They're telling you what they're about to do. Now, Trump, he knows what they're about to do. He put this out on Truth. He said the following. The United States Postal Service is not prepared for this massive influx of ballots. Then he said the United States Postal Service has admitted that it is a poorly run mess that is experiencing mass mail loss and delays at a level never seen before. With this being the fact, how can we possibly be expected to allow or trust the U.S. Postal Service to run the 2024 presidential election? It is not possible for them to do so. Help. So this reminds me of Post 4688, September 13, 2020. Number 8 is the only part I'm going to read. Create non-digital pathway to rig 2020 presidential election. Take 2020 at make it 2024. Create non-digital pathway to rig 2024 presidential election. Engage 80 million mail-in ballot distribution coordinated as near as early as April, May to sidestep election night defeat. No concede attempt, ballot harvest, media push. We don't know how many ballots are left undelivered by Postal Service. Legal challenge battleground states, stall, challenge, push division, chaos. It's exactly what they're going to do. And I do believe that they're going to have a huge problem with this because, once again, I think Trump's numbers are going to be much, much larger than they anticipate, especially with the economy and the market coming down in October, especially with us at the precipice of war. We might have an event in this country. And as they continually stall the election and they're saying there's more ballots, eventually they might say, and there might be a cyber attack during this period of time, saying, well, yes, we didn't get the ballots in, but now we had a cyber attack. They're manipulated. We are attacking this country. And remember, nothing, it just doesn't stop on Election Day. The crashing of the economy continues. Heading towards war continues. And if we have a stall period where they're saying they don't have all the ballots coming in and they realize that they can't create the number of ballots they need because Trump has numbers that are just astronomical, they might use the cyber attack at this point to say, well, we were waiting for the ballots, but these election results are manipulated because they were hit by a cyber attack. We don't know who the winner is. Think about this for a second. Now, during this period of time, the economy is getting worse. We're heading into a depression. We're on the precipice of war. There might even be an event. So people are going to be looking at Kamala. People are going to be looking at Biden, especially Kamala, because she's running for president. What are you going to do? The economy's crashing around you. You told us everything's fine. The Biden administration has been telling us everything's fine. The Fed just told us everything's fine. And now we just saw an event and we're heading towards war. And it's getting scary. It might even be like a Cuban Missile Crisis type of thing. And they'll be looking at Kamala during this period of time, before the election, during the election, and now after the election. And we might have a period of time where we don't know who the winner is. And maybe with all the lawsuits, it might have to go to the Supreme Court and they might have to make a decision. What do we do? Do we count what we have today? Do we use the paper ballots? And we look at each one of them to make sure the dates are right, signatures are right, make sure they're not printed. Because remember, to create all these ballots, they're going to have to print them. Remember, they were hoping just to feed them in. And if everyone starts looking at them going, this one's exact, this one's exact, that's what they did before. They don't want people to see them. So will this election be done over? Think about that for a second. While we're having all these problems in the country. So if we're going to do it over, are the people going to say, you know something? She can't fix this. She's a bumbling idiot. We have to vote for Trump. I do believe this is where Trump gets a lot of the votes, but we'll have to see which scenario they use. This is going to be very, very interesting. And the other thing that's really interesting is that J.D. Vance said Trump will fire every single official at the FBI, CIA, DHS, CDC, etc., that forced big tech to censor the truth about the 2020 election and COVID. Trump will also strip security clearances from the 51 intelligence officials who labeled Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation. Yes, we're going to fire the people who censored. We're going to fire the people who are telling Mark Zuckerberg and all the other technology companies that they needed to censor. Fire the 50 intelligence operatives who said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Yes, they should drain the swamp. And that's pretty much what he's telling everyone. They're going to drain the swamp. And I do believe that people are going to be with Trump, especially with what we're going to see. Now, what's very interesting is we can see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, on one side, and this is coming from the deep state players, they have the insurgency. The Patriots have the counterinsurgency. And what's very interesting is we have post 4700, September 14th, 2020, and it says worth remembering. Think what you see today. Insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Insurgents seek to subvert or displace the government and completely or partially control the resources and population of a given territory. They do so through the use of force, including guerrilla warfare, terrorism, coercion, intimidation, propaganda, subversion, and political mobilization. Insurgents fight government forces only to the extent needed to achieve their political aims. Their main effort is not to kill counterinsurgents, but rather to establish a competitive system of control over the population, making it impossible for the government to administer its territory and people. Insurgent activity is therefore designed to weaken government control and legitimacy while increasing insurgent control and influence. Insurgents require supporters, recruits, safe havens, money, supplies, weapons, and intelligence on government actions. A robust insurgency can be waged with support of just a small percentage of a given population. Next, counterinsurgency may be defined as a comprehensive civilian and military effort taken to simultaneously defeat and contain the insurgency and address its root cause. And that is what we're seeing. The counterinsurgency, I do believe, will be completed during the elections. The people will be Trump. The military will be Trump. And that will allow the counterinsurgency to address its root causes and defeat the insurgency. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.